All right, welcome into the Patriots Podcast, Week 1 Wrap-Up Edition. Sean here with JJ.
Hello!
Well, the regular season got off to quite a smashing start. I had to eat my prediction from last week when I thought the Cardinals were going to win.
Absolutely.
And I talked you into a 2017 prediction. Turns out it was 23-21, so...
And I would have been 1 point off if I stuck... If you didn't talk me out of my original prediction, 24-21, I think I called.
Yeah.
1 point off.
1 point off. Patriots, well, when we did the preview podcast...
We also thought, yeah.
We did Gronk. That like last Monday or Tuesday. This is before when we thought Solar was going to play, we thought Gronk was going to play, maybe Jonathan Cooper, and then none of them even traveled.
Yeah, they didn't, none of them even traveled. I mean, everyone saw that. Well, everyone assumed that they were going to lose just based on that. I mean, my prediction probably would have been... I don't know. I can't go against Patriots, so I don't know what I would have done. But the Vegas line jumped a point, then 2.5. So it went from 6 to 9.5.
Yeah, reached all the way 9.5.
Of fucking, in favor of the card. So, 9.5. I don't know the last time the Patriots have been favored, the underdogs, 9.5 points.
Yeah, everybody agreed with that. So I thought we were going to lose by like 7 points, and that was... Before we were going to be missing our best tight end, I mean the best tight
player.
End, and our starting left tackle. We had Cameron Fleming playing left tackle. I was shitting my pants before this game.
I know. I couldn't believe it. I was like, we have two backup tackles and a rotating right guard. So basically everything that they wanted for the offensive line in the preseason to happen, or going forward in the season, didn't come to fruition. They said they want to keep the same guys in the same positions and not have anybody move around. I guess it's, they kind of stuck to the word that, like, people weren't shifting. Like, they didn't switch Cannon and, Fleming at all. They were like, okay, you're left tackle, you're right tackle, you're going to be right guard. But it was just, you're missing your two best players in Brady and Gronk.
Well, we were missing five of our six best offensive players, in my mind. We were missing Solder, Vollmer, Brady, Gronk, Deion Lewis. The only one we had was Edelman.
Yeah.
And then after that comes like Bennett and Amendola and all them, Blunt, David Andrews. But like five out of our six best offensive players.
Deion Lewis wasn't even there.
Yeah. James White's a beast, by the way. Just
what'd I tell you?
I know.
What'd I say all preseason?
Yeah, you were right. You were right.
Thank you. I needed that.
Yeah, he looks so good right now. But we'll get to that when we go into the game breakdown. But like real quick, like we said, going out there without so many people... Garoppolo played almost mistake-free football.
He really did. Outside of that,
fumble on the sack, that was really it.
That was really it. And also, no one expected that to happen. So much of that goes into, you got to give the guy all the credit in the world, but the coaching and the play calling was, really fucking good. They had that defense on their toes the whole game.
On their heels, you mean?
Heels. Sorry, I said toes, I meant heels.
Wrong part of the foot.
Yeah. Makes a huge difference. But they, they called, when they called certain passes, they had found the matchups they wanted. When they called certain runs, they found the matchups they wanted. Martellus Bennett was just destroying in the blocking game, as we'll get to more later on. And then they called a screen, twice, and they just were perfectly executed. No one there on defense. Everyone was just doing great.
Yeah, Garoppolo looked terrific. He was exploiting Edelman out in space. He was throwing... the majority of the throws were outside the numbers from what I can recall.
He was putting him in safe places.
Yeah, he was protecting the ball very well. He moved around in the pocket well, kept his eyes downfield. A couple times he tucked it and ran. And we committed to the running game, too. It wasn't pretty all the time, but
but they stuck with it, which is nice.
Yeah. And then the other side of that is the defense was just tremendous. We gave up 21 points to the number one offense in the league last year, number two scoring team in the league last year. 21 points, 14 of them off of two turnovers.
Right.
We gave up one touchdown, and that was basically it.
One full touchdown drive.
Yeah. That was it.
The two, the field position on one of those fumbles, we gave them the ball in the red zone, didn't we?
Not quite, but the red area. in Belichick speak, was inside the 35.
34 or something. 30 or 40, right, 35. So, I mean, and they were getting after him. Secondary was playing great. Logan Ryan looks unbelievable.
Whoa, back up. He was covering Larry Fitzgerald last night, who went off two nights ago.
Like, great.
I thought he played well, too. I didn't expect you to say he thought he played great. But Fitz was beating him. He was beating him up pretty good.
Well, I mean, it's one of the top athletic receivers in the league.
Top receivers, for sure.
Yeah. The guy's a freak athlete.
He's a freak athlete, and he's just a tremendous receiver. He's a tactician. He's got the best hands anybody's ever seen.
I mean, yeah, they're exploiting a little bit. The two touchdowns, one of them was just a beautiful catch.
That over-the-shoulder one?
Yeah, ooh. I mean, that was he was in great position covering that, and it just...
You can't beat that.
Can't do it. You can't do it. All right, before we keep going on all this stuff, you want to get into the breakdown?
Yeah, we'll go to the breakdown. So for you guys who haven't tuned in to the podcast before during the regular season, what we typically do is we'll do like a drive-by-drive breakdown. We try to go through this pretty quickly, but it just gives you a feel for the flow of the game. So to start things off, the Patriots, shocker, defer, and they kick the ball off to start the game. It's a touchback. One of the things that was interesting this game was we didn't always go for the touchback. We'll get to that later on.
Didn't the Cardinals want the ball?
They won the toss and wanted the ball?
I thought so.
Ah, I see. Well, regardless, Patriots kicked.
Yeah.
Cardinals start at their own 25. They get a quick first down. Then they wind up punting pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. Patriots get the ball at their own 26. We face a 3rd and 10 on our first series. Garoppolo's able to hit Edelman in the left flat. Edelman runs for a first down. So we get the wheels rolling. Then we get a holding call on Ted Karras, brings up a 1st and 19, and then right away we hit Edelman right over the middle, catches the ball, gets hit, does a little pirouette, is able to run for the first down again. Edelman.
That was on
clutch.
Tyrone Mathieu.
Yeah, Tyran.
I'm trying to check. Tyran.
That's pretty
sweet.
Edelman was huge on this first drive.
Yeah.
That's two first downs already. He converts another one on a 2nd and 8. He picks up 8 yards in the left flat again to convert a first down.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get into a first and 10. Blunt runs for 6 on 2nd and 4. We line up. Garoppolo yells, alert, alert. And then he looks to his left and he hits Hogan on probably the easiest touchdown he'll have all year.
Yeah.
Just what was the cornerback thinking on that play?
They roasted that guy Williams, the rookie, all game.
Brandon Williams.
Yeah, they were just they didn't throw really towards Patrick Peterson. They did a little bit, but no matter what the matchup was over there, whether it was Edelman, Amendola, like you just said,
Malcolm Mitchell
beat him, Chris Hogan beat him. Like they were just taking advantage of that poor bastard.
Yeah, you don't really have a choice when you're looking at a Pro Bowl cornerback on the right side and a rookie on the left side. Pretty easy choice.
Yeah. But so they were talking him up like he was going to be really good. I mean, it's his first game, so, you know.
Yeah, he could improve, but it's pretty silly to talk a guy up before his first start.
Yeah.
So that goes for a touchdown. Patriots up 7-0. Everybody in New England's pretty happy. Kickoff. This is one of the kicks that Gostkowski popped up and lands almost directly at the goal line, forcing them to take the ball out of the end zone. They only got to the 11-yard line this time, which was a theme throughout the game, most notably in the fourth quarter when he popped one up. They bring it out to like the 16-yard line and get a holding penalty on that last drive, bring it back inside the 10.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
It was huge. Gostkowski is such a weapon, especially on kickoff. So the Cardinals start at their own 11-yard line. Right off the bat, they hit Michael Floyd on the left sideline for a 39-yard pass. He beat Malcolm Butler, brings him all the way out to midfield.
That was a really good catch.
It was. That was another tough one to defend. And then defense steps up, forces the next three plays are stunted. They wind up punting. Patriots received the punt at their own 8-yard line. It was a fair catch. So now we start our drive. Right off the bat, we hit James White on a screen pass, 21 yards. Gets us out to the 29-yard line. Then we face a 3rd and 9 from about that same area, and there's an encroachment on the defensive line, brings it to a 3rd and 4. Huge penalty. Hand off to James White up the middle. We convert that first down.
Yep.
After that, we got a first and 10. Blunt rumbles for 13 yards. And then we're right on the edge of field goal range. And third and 5. We hit James White in the right flat for 7 yards. This is that play when he had to turn around, scoop the ball off the carpet, and then continue turning. That was against Tyrann Mathieu as well.
Yeah, that was a really good play by him. Unbelievable catch.
Incredible catch.
The fact that he turned the right way, too, to avoid the tackle to get the first down. I didn't think he would get it.
And the balance to stay on his feet was really impressive. And then we get stunted on our drive there, and we end up kicking a 47-yard field goal. Thank you, Gostkowski. 10-0. After the kickoff, Cards take over at the 19-yard line. They get David Johnson out in the flat. He makes a couple guys move, a couple guys miss. Notably, Jabal Sheard, Shea McClellan chases him down from behind. That was a 26-yard gain. David Johnson is a force in the passing game.
He's a very good player all around. He's the only player. I mean, Fitz played really well too, but I mean, I feel like he ate us up more than anything. Most yard from scrimmage.
He was tough to corral. Then the drive continues. They face a first and 10 at the very end of the first quarter, and Vincent Valentine's able to sack Carson Palmer right at the end of the first quarter, kind of ends that quarter on a sour note for them.
Valentine with the sack, I mean, that was pretty surprising.
He played a lot more than I expected.
He did. That kind of closes the book on the Terrence Knighton deal. We were both saying we didn't think Valentine would be able to handle it, but he was in there a lot of passing downs.
Mm-hmm. Anthony Johnson got some time at D-tackle as well.
He did too, but I mean, I feel like I saw Valentine more, especially in the third and fourth quarter.
So that brings us to the second quarter. Cardinals are able to continue their drive into Patriots territory. They wind up with a 3rd and 2 at the Patriots 31-yard line, and this is when Chris Long shows up. He just bull rushed his way all the way to Carson Palmer, 8-yard sack, pushes him back to the 39-yard line outside of field goal range. And
in addition,
there was a personal foul face mask call on one of the offensive linemen that we ended up declining because, you know, Chris Long was able to get the sack. So that was a huge play. Pushes him out of field goal range, forces a punt.
And the face mask was on him too, wasn't it?
Was the guy pulling on his face mask?
I think he hit him in the face mask, and then Chris Long just ran around him. He was in their faces all game. I mean, I was extremely impressed how good he fucking still looks.
Yeah, he looked like, I was wondering if he was going to be a situational type player, but he looks like a full caliber starting player.
Yeah, upper echelon D end.
Yeah,
like,
for
sure. Like, he looked fucking awesome. Even the times he didn't get the sack, he was just throwing his linemen in or around the quarterback. Carson Palmer wasn't comfortable really most of the game. I mean, it wasn't just him, but the fact that he's that long guy that can come around the edge.
And like we keep saying, he's got a motor.
Yeah.
You saw him right afterwards. He's celebrating. He's spitting his mouth guard all over the place. He doesn't care.
Screaming at the top of his lungs and then just go and did it for the rest of the game.
Absolutely. So after the punt, the Patriots take over at the 16-yard line. On 3rd and 5, we're able to hit Chris Hogan for a 19-yard pickup. Mm-hmm. Pushes it out into the 30s. And then we wind up facing a 3rd and 9, and this is when Garoppolo gets kind of smushed in the pocket. Marcus Golden's able to get to his body. He strips the ball. Chandler Jones falls on it. There's the big mistake.
Yep.
So luckily for us, some guy decided to dance right next to Chandler Jones, so there's a 15-yard penalty.
The two of them.
I know.
Right?
It just sounds so silly when the referee is explaining that penalty.
Yeah, what do you call it?
It was like tandem choreographed.
It was a choreographed dance move. Dance celebration. It was a choreographed dance celebration, I think is what he said.
It's just silly.
He's like, all right, whatever you say.
Sure, yeah. So that wound up pushing them back to about midfield. They take over on their own 46. This is where they get their first real good drive of the game, the Cardinals do.
Yeah.
So David Johnson carries a bunch of times, 6 carries on this drive for 23 yards. They wind up capping it off with a 3-yard touchdown pass to Larry Fitzgerald on a nice pick route in the left flat. Nothing you can do about that at the goal line right there. and they converted 2 third-and-ones on that drive. So, you know, it's good on them. They're going to get that. So now it's 10-7. We're still in the second quarter. Patriots receive the kickoff, take it out to our own 26-yard line. There's 4 minutes left in the half, and this is when it seemed like they stomped on the brake pedal. They brought in Brandon Bolden. They gave him the ball 2 plays in a row. On the second one, there was a fumble, so we had to fall on that.
The first one he slipped, the second one he fumbled. I don't know what the hell happened to him on those 2 plays.
The first play looked pretty good. He almost broke it for more than the 4 yards he picked up.
Oh, yeah, but he slipped.
He slipped, yeah. Didn't work out. And then on third down, we threw a screen pass to James White that went for negative yardage. So it was just, it was a booted possession. We punt to the Cardinals. They take over that 38-yard line. I was really worried about Patrick Peterson returning that punt, but nothing really happened. And then the defense steps up again. Story of the whole game. 3 and out.
Yeah.
Force it right there with 2.5 minutes left in the half.
Yeah.
Patriots get the ball back. We're kind of doing that half. I want to take a look at this 2-minute drive.
They ran the ball out. They wanted, I guess, if they got a first down or two, maybe they would have started pumping the gas a little bit.
Yeah, we got a couple penalties. That's what it was. Yeah. We got a pretty good run from Blunt, but it was called back on a tripping call for David Andrews. Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
And then the next play was called back for a holding penalty on Cannon.
Yeah.
So it was like the referees were keeping us in check there. So we wind up punting that. Cardinals kneel it. Halftime. 10-7 at halftime. Pretty fucking happy. I don't know about you.
We're winning.
We get the ball back.
Couldn't believe it.
Yeah, very, very pleased. Second half begins. Touchback. Patriots receiving. Touchback. We get it at the 25-yard line. This is when Jimmy goes back to pass, throws it directly into a Cardinals defender's hands, winds up catching it and picking up 3 yards.
Running for 3 yards. That was ridiculous.
Good awareness. Solid awareness. And then we wind up in a 3rd-and-6 on this first series. And once again, this is the difference of Jimmy Garoppolo. He winds up scrambling and picks up, I think, 9 yards? 10 yards.
Yeah.
On the scramble. Gets a first down. Keeps it alive. And you'll see that turned out to be a huge play, considering this drive ends up in the end zone.
Yeah.
We keep marching. We wind up at a 3rd-and-7 in the Arizona 36. We find Malcolm Mitchell on a hitch route, a comeback route on the left sideline. He shakes a tackle from that rookie, takes it all the way inside the 10-yard line.
He looked good, too. He looked fast as fuck.
He's a good player. Do you see he's got, like, the mini Gronk brace on his elbow?
Yeah, I saw that.
The baby brace.
I mean, yeah, that was pretty good. That was a 28-yard gain almost for a touchdown.
Yeah, he kind of tripped up a little bit on the cutback in the open field, but no worries because the very next play we handed to LeGarrette Blount, and he carried, I counted 6 defenders he carried into the end zone.
And it wasn't like our linemen were pushing him in. At the end, someone came and pushed him in maybe the last 2 inches, but for a good 3 yards, that was just him.
Carrying 4 or 5 guys.
Carrying guys. You know, outside of his negative play that we're going to get to in a minute, I thought he played pretty fucking good. I mean, he 22 for 70 yards, a touchdown, 13 long. I mean, nothing impressive, but he definitely looks better than he did last year already.
Yeah, absolutely. At times last year, he looked okay. But at least, I mean, since the second preseason game, he's looked like he's got good feet, like he's playing strong. And that certainly continued this game.
He's playing mean, too. You know, there was one play, I don't remember when it was in the game, but he's running at Patrick Peterson, and he goes to jump him, and he didn't make it, so it almost looked like he did, like, a drop kick. But you remember that play?
No.
He went to jump on the right sideline. He's running around the right corner, like, right side of the line, like, on a sweep type of play, and he, like, jumps up in the air like he's going to kick, like, go over Peterson, and then he ended up looking like he was going to kick him, just like fell through him, and then he got up, and Peterson's like, dude, what the fuck was that? It was, like, ridiculous. It's just, he's looking to fuck, I don't know, he looked like he had a fucking pep in his step all game, even in preseason, so I'm excited to see what he can do.
It's good, we need him, especially for the next 3 weeks without Brady.
Absolutely.
So that was a huge, huge drive to start off the second half, sets the tone. We're up 17-7 now in Arizona, you know, 9.5-point dogs. Really good position to be in. We kick off into the end zone. Cardinals take over at the 25. It's a first down. Carson ends up fumbling the snap after they get a first down, which put them in kind of a bad spot. And then they wind up having a couple incompletions and then a punt. Pats take over at our 28, and this is where Blunt has his blunder. Excuse me for I don't know. What's that called?
Pun? I don't know.
Something where alliteration. That's the word.
Alliteration.
Blunt's blunder. Alliteration. So, Frosty Rucker comes in with a helmet, just bludgeons it out of his hands. And,
yeah, I mean, that was a tough play right up the middle. I mean, his helmet was literally on the ball.
Yeah. Calais Campbell recovers the fumble, and now the Cards take over at the Patriots' 33-yard line. So, already in field goal range if they had a different kicker. They hit Gresham right off the bat for 15 yards. They hit Larry Fitzgerald for 14 yards, takes it down to the 4-yard line. Two runs later, David Johnson's in the end zone. And just like that, 17-14.
That was a tough spot to put the defense in.
Absolutely. So there's a Cardinals kickoff. Patriots take over at our own 25 after a touchback. We hand it to Edelman on an end-around. He picks up 9 yards and a first down. This is on a 2nd and 7. Mm-hmm. They ran that end-around three times.
It was one of the opening plays.
Yeah, they ran it on the first drive. I think this was the third time they ran it here, but I mean, they were doing, like you said, they were trying to keep the defense on their toes, and they're doing whatever it takes. Hand the ball off to Edelman.
They were pulling out all the stops.
Then we wind up with a difficult 3rd and 5 in Arizona territory, and actually it was right around midfield. Garoppolo hits Bennett on a little quick out right at the sticks.
Dives for the first.
Yeah, he did. Like, he stopped his momentum going outside, came inside, broke a tackle, dove for the first down. Everything you need.
Yeah. You could say the guy enjoys playing for us so far.
That was one of his only receptions.
Him. Well, there's a reason for that, as I'm sure we're going to talk about. He dominated in blocking.
He was incredible.
He was throwing guys all over the fucking field. Not even just throwing. He was pushing defensive ends back.
He was run blocking. He was pass protecting. He was doing everything.
Yeah. I mean, there was that one play he got called for holding, which I thought was bullshit. He took Chandler Jones and just threw him to the ground and then kept, like, just jumped on him.
And then stomped on him, yeah. And it was called by the side judge or the line judge all the way on the sideline. He just didn't have a good look at it.
Basically, because he saw someone fall, and he assumed that Bennett, held them to the ground.
Right. It was kind of the way he fell, because he didn't push him straight backwards. He, pushed him to the ground, to the side.
Yeah. Well, it was away from the play, too. I mean, he just tossed him. He literally just threw him.
Absolutely.
It's unbelievable.
So, like I said, Bennett converts that third down. The Patriots are still moving the ball. We have a couple incompletions. We wind up in a 3rd and 3. We throw a quick incompletion to Danny Amendola. Seems like the drive's over. And then we get a lucky penalty, roughing the passer on Minter.
Mm-hmm.
So that continues the drive.
It was just a dumb play. I mean, it was lucky, but it was just stupid by Minter.
It looked like he kind of tripped a little bit, and he wound up hitting Garoppolo below the knee.
Yeah.
The Brady rule. You know, can't do that.
And it was on his back, too. I mean, it was just like, dude, you just don't do that.
Both teams had a decent amount of penalties. Patriots actually had more penalties, but it seemed like the Cardinals' penalties were always very costly.
Mm-hmm.
Always third downs or something along those lines.
Yeah.
So this gives us a first down at the Cardinals' 31. You know, we kind of keep trying to push the ball. We wind up in a 3rd and 4. And this is when Garoppolo scrambled a little bit, and then he throws it to the end zone to Amendola, who gets tackled by a defender. And we're like, oh, yeah, P.I., we'll take it. Nope, Cannon held on the same play.
Yeah, that was bullcrap.
So that offset it, puts us in a 3rd and 4. Now we look to Edelman in the left flat, hit Edelman for 10 yards. Oh, another penalty. This is when they call it on Bennett for holding against Chandler Jones. Total phantom holding call.
Complete bullshit.
Winds us pushing us pretty deep in pretty far away from the goal line. We're out to the 35, 36 yard line. Doesn't matter. Gostkowski, 53 yards, fucking pipes it.
Yeah.
The luxury.
Unbelievable.
That guy is such a force. And, you know, it turns out that's the difference in the game.
Literally.
Gostkowski hits three field goals, including a 47-yarder and a 53-yarder, and their guy can't hit
a 47.
That's the difference.
Yeah. Literally.
So that was a 7-minute drive. We had a couple of those long drives. Now we're up 20-14. We kick off. Cardinals take over at their own 21. And this is where David Johnson starts taking over. On a first down run right around midfield, he runs right. He's stopped. He does a little shuffle move, a little spin move, gets out to the outside, and Daron Harmon can't cut him off. He just starts going down the sideline. Ends up ripping off a 45-yard run all the way down to the Pats 12.
That was a really good run.
That was, I mean, how many times did they replay it? They must have replayed it like 7 or 8 times.
Yeah.
But luckily, McCourty was able to get him down, but, you know, it didn't really matter that much.
It was really good pursuit by McCourty, though.
Yeah, he stuck with it. I thought he was going to punch it out for sure.
I did, too. I was like, he's going to get it! He's going to get it! He didn't get it, though.
Didn't quite.
But, like, yeah, he stiffed Harmon. He kind of stiffed McCourty, and McCourty just kept with it, and then Harmon got stiffed, and McCourty just chased him down. I mean, that was pretty heads-up play by McCourty. I thought that was really good.
Yeah, David Johnson, that was an incredible run. He came out, he did a jump cut right, a jump cut left, and then hit a bunch of traffic, spun move to the outside, double stiff arm on consecutive safeties, and then held onto the ball when a blind defender came up and tried to punch it out.
I thought he was going to get it.
Tremendous play.
He was going for it, too. And then he realized I got to just take him down or it's going to be a touchdown. But anyways.
So the Cardinals are at the Patriots 12. We wind up getting two straight incompletions, forcing a 3rd and 10 from the 12-yard line, but unfortunately Michael Floyd gets open right on the left sideline. We stop him at the 1-yard line. Very next play is the Larry Fitzgerald touchdown we mentioned at the top of the show, where it was just a beautiful over-the-shoulder catch, and just there's nothing you can do about that.
Perfect.
He looked like Jim Edmonds.
Yeah, perfect placement. The defender, I think Logan Ryan, great position on the play. Just that ball was put in the perfect spot, and most receivers wouldn't catch that.
Yeah, it's just, he's special.
Yep.
You're not going to defend that. So, after all the good stuff the Patriots have done, they're losing. It's the fourth quarter. It's 20-21. We get the ball back at our own 25-yard line after a touchback. 9 minutes and 45 seconds to go. We got a first-time starting quarterback on the road, down 1 point against one of the best teams in the NFL.
Yeah.
Really tough spot. About as tough as you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
So we just start to go to work. You know, I mean, our first play was a sack by Chandler Jones. He planted Garoppolo after he just torched Cannon on the right side.
Yeah.
Chandler showed up. I mean, he wasn't consistently wrecking the game, but he had a fumble recovery and a sack. It's pretty fucking good.
Plays. It's good for him.
So then we have an incompletion after that, and we're looking at 3rd and 15 from our own 20. Not the best spot. Doesn't matter. Garoppolo goes back. He waits. He finds a little time to the left side of the pocket, runs at the line of scrimmage, forces the linebackers up, and then hits Amendola right behind
Danny.
Him. Danny on the spot.
Didn't show up all game until then.
Yeah, and then you couldn't cover him after that.
Yeah.
Fourth quarter, Amendola picks up 32 yards. Brings us out to midfield. Next play, handoff to Blunt, -6 yards. Right away. Doesn't matter. 2nd and 16, hit Amendola for 13, down to the Arizona 41-yard line. 3rd and 3, once again, our boy James White shows up. He's split out wide right. He runs a little square in just after the sticks.
Yep.
And Garoppolo just put it inside his belly button. Do you remember that? There was such good coverage.
It was the tightest window.
Yeah.
I don't know how he caught it.
And it was like it stuck right in between the 2 and the 8.
Or how one of the defenders didn't get a hand on that.
That was a big play. So that brought us into the 35-yard line. And then after a couple bad passes, we're sitting at 3rd and 15 or 3rd and 11 from the 35-yard line. Hand off to Blunt to the right side. He finds some space. He's coming up at Patrick Peterson, gives him a little wiggle, and then all of a sudden, he picks up 13 yards, and we got a first down. Down to the 22-yard line, 1st and 10. This is another big mistake for Garoppolo. Delay a game.
Yeah.
Can't have that.
Yeah, it's, I mean, that's one that you would definitely expect. I mean, if he went without that, that would have been near perfect game on his part.
It was
almost perfect.
It was interesting that Belichick didn't run over and call a timeout. It was like he trusted Garoppolo to handle that responsibility.
Yeah.
Like he was almost using that as a lesson.
Maybe. He could have been. I mean, and you look at whenever you see Brady up at the line, he always looks at the fucking clock.
Yeah.
Jimmy just didn't that one time. I mean, it's tough play.
I would say it's a good lesson.
Yeah.
Take note, buddy. Then we hit James White for 7, Amendola for 3, 3rd and 5. Garoppolo tries to scramble to the right side, but Deion Buchanan's just too athletic. You're not going to get around him.
Yeah.
Ends up stopping him short of the yard to gain. We wind up kicking a 32-yard field goal.
I know.
I thought he had it, too. He tried a little cutback, but it wasn't there.
Tried to shake him. Couldn't do it.
So Gostkowski finishes off his triplet of field goals with a 32-yarder. Now it's 23-21. Wasn't it weird how Bruce Arians was using his timeouts there?
Yeah, he burned them all really early.
Yeah, that was with like four and a half minutes to go. He started calling timeouts.
Right. I mean, you want to call one just so we don't completely ruin the clock. But I mean, calling all those and then getting the ball back with no timeouts and just a 2-minute warning versus 2-minute warning and 3 timeouts, to me, you can make way more out of that.
Yeah, excuse me. What would you rather have? Like the ball with 3 minutes to go and no timeouts, or 1:50 and 3 timeouts? I would like to have the control to stop the clock whenever I wanted with the timeouts.
Exactly. I mean, they need a field goal. That's tough to pull off without a 2-minute warning and no timeouts, as you will get to. I mean, it's tough to pull off. I mean, your kicking team's got to run out there. They got to get it all set up. They got to make sure everything's going good, and it's just a tough spot to be in.
So they burned all their timeouts, but they were able to get the ball back with like 3 minutes to go, I think.
Something like that.
Yeah, 3.5. Just real quick, that last drive that I was talking about, how difficult a spot Garoppolo was in.
Yeah.
13 plays, 6-minute drive, caps it off with points to take the lead.
Yeah,
unbelievable. That's all you can ask.
Unbelievable.
So after this is the kickoff that we mentioned at the beginning. Gostkowski kicks it off to the goal line. They bring it out. We wind up stopping him short of the 20. And then Jonathan Jones gets held on the play. Throwing a flag. Cardinals end up starting from inside their 10 at their own 8-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
Tough spot. But right off the bat, they hit Fitzgerald for 21 yards up the middle. And then they hit him for 15 yards up the middle. And then they're in a 3rd and 6 at the Patriots' 44-yard line. Hit Fitzgerald again for 10 yards down to the 34. This is where we get to the 2-minute warning. So you said Logan Ryan played terrific, and I agree. He played pretty well, but that's just...
That drive, he got roasted.
I mean, that's Fitzgerald put together like 50 yards on that drive. He did the whole thing himself.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're at the Patriots' 34-yard line, inside of 2 minutes. Hand off to David Johnson, no gain. And then comes another big penalty for them. They get a holding call on the next play. There was a pass to the right sideline. Justin Coleman actually caught the ball, but his feet were out of bounds. Remember that? It was a near interception.
Yeah.
There was a holding on that play, which brings it back to the 43-yard line. So now they're
out of field
goal range. I think
that was on long. They held long.
Did they?
I think so.
Animal. Absolute animal. Then they hit Andre Ellington on a pass, but it loses 4 yards. Now they're at the 47-yard line. It's 3rd and 23 from the 47, 1:10 to go. This is when Belichick had called a timeout.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they're a good team. Carson Palmer drops back. He finds Jerron Brown at the perfect time. Jerron ran an in-cut against Cyrus Jones. And as soon as he turned his head to look back at Carson, the ball was right in his gut. There's nothing
he
could do about that.
Well, yeah, Cyrus didn't have good position on that.
Yeah, he could have been a little bit more on the inside, but it was a nice pass and catch. They pick up 18 yards down on the 29-yard line. I'm screaming at the TV, call a timeout, Belichick. But he's not doing it. He's just letting it run. The Cardinals get their field goal team out there. Tick, 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 tick. And then finally, after like 25 seconds, I think it was like 22 seconds, Belichick calls the timeout.
Yeah. I think Belichick, I read Belichick has said that he should have called the timeout sooner, but he thought they were going to come out and just kick it, which he wanted to. He didn't think they'd burn the clock too much. But, I mean, I kind of agree with that just a little bit because you take the timeout immediately, you give them all that time to kind of, okay, take a couple deep breaths, no rush, go out there. But if you don't call that timeout immediately, you let them hold their breath a little bit, kind of throws them off. You know, they're used to a spike. All right, let's do this. But they didn't really have that. They get on the field. We got to go. We got to kick. We got to kick. And then they kind of took their time. So it worked.
Whatever Belichick did worked. So, yeah, we'll chalk that up to the genius that is Bill Belichick.
So they kick it, miss it wide left.
Wide left, 47-yarder.
It's a bad snap. It's a low snap.
Yeah, but he's still got to be able to hit from 47.
You got to be able to get that. It was a bad snap, though. They always say that's it. I can ruin it, but, I mean, you are an NFL kicker. So
isn't it amazing that his long from last year was 47?
That's what they said. They're like, he's never hit over a 47. And they're like quoting him. He's like, oh, I'm good anything under 59 in this stadium. I'm all set.
Yeah.
And then, like, you miss a 47. So that was hilarious.
You play in a dome. How do you not hit more than 47?
I don't know. But that was awesome. So they fucking won.
Yeah, huge. 23-21, big time win.
I mean, they just played. Everyone, a lot of people wrote them off in this game. Patriots players, everybody. Vegas was the only one that was hoping that they were going to win because they needed an underdog, and they even said that this is probably the first time anyone in that industry can remember the Patriots needing to cover as an underdog to make some to not have huge losses.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they had 19 first downs, 7 rushing, 11 passing, pretty damn balanced. Look at who Garoppolo threw to, 7 receptions for Edelman for 66, 3 for 60 for Hogan, 3 for 48 for Amendola, 5 for 40 for White, 2 for 30 for Mitchell, and 3 for 14 from Bennett.
Yeah, we had 5 guys between 33 yards and 66 yards receiving. Very scattered.
Very spread around. Rushing, they were up around right around 100 rushing yards. I mean, it was just a well-executed football game. And as we said, we're missing 4, 5, 6 of our best offensive players.
Yeah, and the Patriots punted twice, and the Cardinals punted 5 times.
Yeah, that's one of the best defenses in the league. Now, in the middle, I will say Minter and whoever else was their middle linebacker didn't really have solid games. I mean, they didn't look too good to me, but everywhere else on the defense is pretty fucking solid.
Besides Brandon Marshall, or Brandon Williams.
Brandon Williams.
Out of right cornerback.
But, I mean, that's so you're defensive supposed to right. They've thought of themselves as one of the best teams, and that kind of, you know, I've heard that a little bit. People were saying that they looked like they, okay, we're in plus 9 or we're minus 9.5. We're supposed to take this game. We're the best. Last year was a fluke. We're going to kill it, and they just sucked. They didn't suck. They just didn't look themselves.
Yeah, and the question for us is how much of that did the Patriots put on them?
Right.
And, seems like a lot.
A lot. Absolutely. I mean, well, they were hitting hard. There was that one play we really didn't go over, but where Jamie Collins got his sack, he came up the middle and long from behind, and they crushed Carson Palmer.
They almost crushed each other. This is right at the end of the first half.
But they crushed him.
First quarter.
Carson Palmer was bloody, a little bruised.
It seemed like that happened right away. Like,
yeah.
In the first quarter, his face was cut up.
But I mean, I guess what I'm getting at is you have one of the best teams in the NFL, two of the best teams in the NFL playing, and one of them, obviously they have some injuries too, but one of them is missing a handful of their top players, and they just beat you at home. It's like, how does that fare for when you, even for the rest of the league? Now the rest of the league is going to say, oh my God, these guys beat the Cardinals, top 3 or 4 or 5 team, however you want to say it, at home. Without Tom Brady, their best player, Rob Gronkowski, their second best player, Nate Solder, one of the most important positions on the field, Vollmer, one of the most positions on the field, and like you said, Deion Lewis, maybe the most electric guy on the whole fucking team. It's like, What do you couldn't stop what we had that night. What are you going to fucking do against any of these guys?
Yeah, it definitely doesn't bode well for the Cardinals going forward.
Or any fucking team. I mean, Chris Hogan played well. He looks good. He catches pass. He caught everything when that went his way. Amendola looks his self. Julian Edelman looked great.
He looked great.
He looked really fucking good. Yeah. I mean, he was tough to cover, tough to tackle. Like you said, James White, I've been preaching all offseason. He looked awesome. Malcolm Mitchell, for the plays he showed up, he looked good.
And how about Fleming at left tackle? I can't get over that.
We didn't say it. He killed it!
He played terrific.
He played a great football game.
At one point, Collinsworth called out how he just couldn't block Calais Campbell.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, can anybody?
He's one of the better DNs in the league.
Yeah. Yeah. But he was holding his own. He didn't give up any sacks.
Even Tooney played really good.
David Andrews played pretty well. I had no issues with David Andrews.
He played okay. He had one or two bad plays. Guard, they slipped up once or twice, and Cannon slipped up once or twice. But overall, I mean, for the offensive line that we had going into that game, they played really fucking good for what they had going for them.
Yeah, we didn't mention that Ted Karras started at right guard. Shaq Mason got a little bit of time there, but it was predominantly Ted Karras. Cannon had a little bit of struggle at right tackle. He came up with a little injury late, so not sure how much that might have impacted his play.
Yeah.
But all in all, up front, very good. 2 sacks for 7 yards. Not too shabby.
Not too bad. And a decent, you know, like we said, decent running game. One of the best, you know, most important things and most exciting things for me was how good, I mean, we were talking about once you get Gronk and Bennett on the field, Bennett looks like a damn good fucking blocker. So you have now Gronk as the best blocking tight end, and Bennett, who looks like he's one of the better blocking tight ends in the league. Like we were saying, you could put them out wide because they can both play outside, and now you put them inside, and they're two of the best blocking tight ends in the league. Like, that's fucking, what are people going to do?
Yeah, we just got confirmation on how good Martellus Bennett is.
Yeah, literally.
Even though, I mean, you'll look at the stat sheet and you go, three catches, 14 yards, but it's like, yeah. Well, did you watch the game? Did you watch how dominant he was
in the receiving game? He was standing up defensive ends like no tomorrow.
I know, right?
He even said after the game, they were like, oh, you really didn't get that many receptions. He said exactly what you want to hear. He goes, some games they're going to have me block, some games they're going to have me catching a lot of passes. He goes, all I wanted to do was go out there and make them afraid to see me every freaking play. He goes, I wanted to kick the guy's butt across from me every play and show them, you know, who the hell I was. And that's exactly what he did.
What a badass.
He just owned it. And he bought in completely. He didn't seem to care at all. He just, I wanted to go out there and win for the team. And that was blocking. Sometimes I'm going to block 70 times a game. Sometimes I'm going to maybe catch 10 passes. Who knows what's going to happen. But I'm going to go out there and beat the guys across me. And he fucking did. So you got that mentality in him. You got Gronk and all the little guys we got running around on the fucking inside. Never mind if Deion Lewis comes back healthy.
And then we're going to have the best mid-season acquisition of all time as Tom Brady comes back.
The best quarterback of the league just coming back.
Yeah, that's going to be special.
And, yeah, Garoppolo did way better than I could have ever expected.
Absolutely. So, as we said, 9.5-point underdogs. We lose the turnover battle, -2.
Yeah.
We were able to win the time possession battle, 34 minutes to 26 minutes, which surprised me. But, I mean, I think it seems, I mean, we didn't make that many mistakes on offense outside of those 2 turnovers. But it's the defense, like I said at the top of the show, carried us. We had Logan Ryan on Fitzgerald the majority of the game. It really got ugly on that last drive, but before that, it was okay. Malcolm Butler was bouncing around. He was on Michael Floyd. He was on John Brown sometimes. He had 2 passes defended. Justin Coleman showed up as our 3rd cornerback. He played well, too. He's a good player. Devin McCourty led the team in tackles, 10 tackles, 9 solos.
Yeah.
Patty Chung was all over the field bringing the hammer. He's a really physical player. He's underrated.
He really is. And it's actually really nice seeing McCourty really back at his true safety spot for most of the game, because last year he was doing a lot of, you know, all over the place, wherever he needed to be. He looks, you know, so much more comfortable just sitting back deep safety.
Right. And then for our linebackers, for Jamie and High, I thought it was a pretty quiet game. Hightower only had one tackle.
He got a little banged up a little bit with an ankle, and then he came off for a play. And as soon as he came off, we got destroyed. That was like one of their better drives. And then he came back on and kind of shored things up. I thought Jamie had a good game. Jamie was all over the place.
Yeah, he played well. I guess I was thinking more of High.
Hightower. Yeah, he didn't do much, but I mean, you know, that one big run, I think, if he played that better, he could have prevented that. And then D-line, too. They played really well.
We played like 8, 12 guys on the D-line. I mean, at edge defender, we were rotating in Sheard and Long, Flowers, McClellan, and the inside, Anthony Johnson, Vincent Valentine, Malcolm Brown, Alan Branch. They were all getting time. 8 guys on the D-line.
And they were having a hand. That offensive line is a good offensive line, and they had a handful. They did not seem like they knew how to stop that.
Absolutely. It was a terrific performance. I mean, we could not have asked for anything better.
Yeah. I mean, that offense could have scored 30 or 40 points, like we were saying.
I'm looking forward to watching them the rest of the year and watching the Cardinals put up 30 week after week and being like, how about this Pats defense, huh?
Yeah. And watching our Pats defense week after week, a lot of people are going to have a real tough time with them.
Absolutely. Now, I
mean, you talk about the secondary real quick.
Mm-hmm.
How many people, you know, how many teams have 3 receivers that are that good? Not many.
None. That's the answer.
Yeah. I mean, Larry Fitzgerald, Michael Floyd, and John Brown was like shut down.
He was. Everyone, he really didn't do much.
Everyone was talking him up all fucking game. They kept trying to throw to him in the slot, and our slot corners were taking care of him.
Justin Coleman, man, do not sleep.
Yeah, you were talking him up all game. He's pretty good. And I don't remember the last time I've seen a team go 0-2 in the turnover battle and win.
Pretty impressive. Doesn't happen often. I mean, it does take a missed 47-yard field goal to win that game. But, so let's not overlook the fact that we did get lucky in a couple of those third down penalties I mentioned. Also, getting a 53-yard field goal and then missing a 47.
Yeah. True.
But the season's off to the exact start we wanted. Patriots are 1-0. And guess what? Everyone else in the AFC East is 0-1. Every fucking one of them.
Would have figured. The Jets. Oh, my God. The Jets lost because they missed an extra point. We were watching that game. I was getting onto a flight, and we're watching that. And the last play I saw, or one of the last few plays I saw, was them missing the kick, the extra point.
Yeah.
And the guy I was with, he goes, you know, one of the people we were with, he goes, I really hope to God that that is the fucking losing point for the Jets.
No,
and they lost. He fucking said it, and then we got on the plane, and they lost. I was laughing my ass off when I saw they lost.
So funny. Yeah, they lose. The Dolphins lose in Seattle in a tough game. We'll talk about that in the preview podcast next week, or later on this week.
Or next,
The Bills lost in Baltimore against the Ravens. Tough game.
Tough game.
I just realized I haven't thought about the Ravens in a year.
Yeah, I know, right? It was kind of nice.
It's like, oh, wait, I guess they are still kind of good.
I don't think we're playing them this year. This is like the first year we're not playing them, isn't it? Or are we playing them?
I don't think we are.
I don't remember.
Oh, we're playing the Steelers.
One big
and the Bengals. Surprise. Yeah, we're definitely playing the Ravens.
Yeah, damn it. Oh, we're not playing the Colts. That's what I'm thinking about.
That's what it is.
Colts lost. Unbelievable.
Yeah, to the Lions.
Detroit. They gave up 39 points to Detroit, a team that no one knew what they were going to do offensively because they just lost their best offensive player and Calvin Johnson retiring. So they put up 39 on, it seems like Indianapolis has made some great personnel decisions once again.
Yeah, jeez.
Love it. One of the biggest surprises for me was that Denver beat Carolina.
Yeah. Trevor Siemian looked pretty good.
He looked all right. And that fucking pass rush for Denver is frightening.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
Did you see that fourth quarter? Cam was getting killed. They should have thrown more flags because he got so killed. He was getting killed so much. But even that, I mean, what's his name?
Von Miller.
Von Miller, thank you. there was one series where he ran around the right tackle three plays in a row, and on one of the and got two sacks. One of the plays, the right tackle didn't even touch him. Didn't put a hand on him.
Total whiff.
And he was shoved. And it's not like he lunged at him and Von Miller ran around him. No, they both shuffled together, and Von Miller just ran so fast around the guy that he couldn't touch him. The guy was shuffling with him for like 4 yards, 5 yards. Nothing.
Von special.
It was and he just like dove under him and then crushed Cam.
Yeah, Cam was taking a couple pops in the head.
He got killed. There was one shot he took, and he looked he was just dead on the ground. It's like, really? You're not going to fucking call something on that?
I know, that was amazing. And the one they did call got canceled out by another penalty.
Yeah. It's like, oh my God, this poor son of a bitch.
But huge win for the Broncos.
Oh. Yeah.
Huge win to start off the season, 1-0 for them. Elsewhere, the Raiders, my Raiders.
Yep.
The gutsy Al Davis-sponsored call to go for two at the end of the game for the win.
Yeah, right?
They're down 33-34 with an extra point in the last minute. What a beast.
I think they got two-point conversions, didn't they?
They got one earlier in the game, too?
I thought so. Don't quote me on that, though.
Those guys are fun to watch.
It's crazy. Who else was I going to bring up?
Carson Wentz had a good debut for the Eagles playing quarterback. I would like to caution everybody. The first thing everybody talks about is, do the Browns regret trading that draft pick? They could have drafted Carson Wentz. It's like, it's one game. You know, the first game of the season last year, Marcus Mariota had a perfect passer rating.
Yeah.
And then he looked like dog shit this week.
The rest of the season. So, speaking of the Browns,
just relax.
You see, RG3 might be out for the year.
Well, he's on IR with a broken shoulder. It's just a matter of whether they bring him back or not, whether he heals in time.
So he's screwed.
For him. That was a good opportunity for him.
Yeah, I don't feel bad for him. Kansas City was getting destroyed by San Diego, like by 20-some-odd points, and they came back to win it?
Well, no, they didn't come back to win it. The Chargers blew it, as always.
Okay. Well, there
you go. I don't really know how the game played out. I've been watching the Chargers long enough to know that they blow anything.
And then
there's some joke in there.
Yeah, Pittsburgh looked fucking really good. Dallas and New York was Dallas and New York as it always is.
Yeah, Dak looked all right.
Dak
Prescott looked okay.
And I don't know if you saw the San Francisco LA game, but I think that was the worst game of football I've seen in a long fucking time.
Yeah, I almost fell asleep during that game. That's unheard of.
It was a joke. Like,
do the Rams have anything on offense? Like, anything?
Well, they do have Todd Gurley.
I know, but they couldn't do shit last night.
Like, shit. San Francisco looked pathetic, and they scored 28 fucking points. I saw the final score. I was like, what? And then like, me and my brother was into the game because he had the game on a parlay or something to win some money. And I look over and I'm like, San Fran has scored 14 points. They haven't been able to do shit. They called a QB dive. Planned play is like the second play of the fucking game.
I was running all the time.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, what the hell is that? I don't know. It was ridiculous.
It was embarrassing.
I mean, I guess Chip Kelly, well, what's his name? Jeff Fisher should probably be just fucking fired right now.
I just can't believe he's still got a job.
He got shut out in opening day at home in LA. Like, that was probably a huge event for them. And they got fucking destroyed. It's like, what are you doing over there, Fisher?
Hasn't he been can you? I'm getting some feedback. Can you turn down the volume on your side?
Yeah.
Jeff Fisher has been essentially a 7-9 coach for like two decades.
Yeah.
He has more consecutive seasons as a head coach in the NFL than Belichick does. I think he took over in 95 or 96.
Does he have one winning season?
No, more than that. I mean, he went to the Super Bowl in 99 with the Titans and lost. They were 13-3 in 2008 and then lost in like the divisional or the championship round. But outside of those 2 years, they have been dog shit.
Yeah. Every team he's coached.
Yeah, I don't know why he's still a head coach.
And then they cut. Didn't they cut one of their quarterbacks? Didn't they have Foles and they cut him?
Oh, that just reminds me. I didn't see Foles on the sideline. I saw Sean Mannion and Jared Goff was inactive.
That fucking quarterback who started was awful.
Case Keenum was as bad as it gets last night.
So bad. Oh my god. Anyways.
But it was a good first week of football. There were a lot of close games. That Jets Bengals game was a real good game.
Yeah, I didn't get to see much of it.
The Jets should have won it, for sure. Nick Foles got like a 22-yard field goal blocked. Insanity. Really?
Who'd you just say?
Nick Folk. Excuse me. You put Foles in my head. Foles. Yeah, Nick Folk, the Jets kicker.
There you go. Wow.
I know, right?
Too bad. Must suck to be a Jets fan.
Absolutely.
Jets friends said they were going to kill themselves after that game, so.
Well, drink the Kool-Aid down there.
They're still alive, but eventually.
Ah, typical Jets fans. Liars. Can't follow through with anything.
There you go.
Don't take that to heart, please. Don't prove me wrong. I don't have much else to talk about after week one.
Yeah.
I don't think it could have worked out any better for the Patriots outside of the Broncos losing on Thursday night. If the Broncos had lost, that would have been better. But outside of that, I'm pretty fucking happy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Almost no injuries, too. Marcus Cannon got a little bit banged up. You mentioned Hightower's ankle.
Mm-hmm.
But pretty much all good. And they were saying they didn't know if Solder was going to be able to play last week, so it seems like he should be back soon.
Right.
Which is going to be very helpful come next week when the Miami Dolphins and that vaunted defensive line come into Foxborough. We'll be talking about that later this week. We're going to be doing a preview podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So that will wrap it up for the recap podcast. Any parting words? You want to gloat some more about your prediction?
Nope, but it was great. That was the best. I think that was the best prediction either of us have had since we started the show.
Yeah, that was tremendously close.
Literally.
All right, guys. Thank you for tuning in. Feel free to tweet us. Our Twitter handle is ThePatsPodcast. And, thanks for listening. We will be back later in the week with that preview podcast of week two.
Adios.
All right, see you.